Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, as we do every single day. Leilu Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichronam Livracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyahu. We are up to Perek Yud Zayin. And here in Perek Yud Zayin, we're going to pay attention to a description of this large Perek, 27 Psukim. We're going to take a look at different types of Musar that Yirmiyahu is going to give us, first for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the first three or four psukim. Then in the fourth pasuk to pasuk Yud Aleph, he's going to give Musar for the people not keeping Shemitah. Shemitah was an important principle. And then we're going to have Yirmiyahu's Tefillah to go after those who didn't keep to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to pasuk Yud Ches. And then from pasuk Yud Ches all the way through to the end of the parak, he's going to give Musar for the people who didn't keep Shabbos. Specifically, he's going to highlight the concept of Hotza'ah, of the people who are not careful about carrying on Shabbos. And this is the outline of the Perek as we begin as follows. So, picking up again in this section, which is also part of the Haftorah for Parashat Pechuk Kosai, he talks about Chatas Yudak Suva Be'etzba Be'et Basadech Elcha Koch Otso Secha he talks about the sin of Yehuda, although there'll be a time where even the Goyim are going to give up their Avodah Zarah and they'll start to believe in God. Am Yisrael, Yehuda's sin is still going to be preserved in their heart as though it was written with a pen of iron. And it's going to be written that they didn't forget their Avodah Zarah, and they're going to keep it on all these principles. And Kizkor B'neim is B'chosam Asherem Al Eitra Anan Al Gavos HaGavos. Like the remembering of your children, that's the way the people are going to remember. And Am Yisrael are going to, just like when children disappear, the children go to their own places. You send a child off to Eretz Yisrael, right, to go learn, and you miss the child. And you remember everything about the child. You have flashbacks when you marry off a child. And you think to yourself, gee, I remember what it was like. I miss all those things as I think about the child under the chuppah. And I remember holding the child's hand at this point in life. You know, that's the way the B'nai Yisrael are going to pay attention and start to remember all of the Avodah Zarah and the Asherah trees. They were there. They were serving according to Radak. They were serving the trees according to others. The Asherah was outside to direct the worshippers according to Abarbanel. The Asherim were on the green trees. The Asherim were the crescents that were attached to the trees, and they worshipped this Avodah Zarah. Harari Basadechi Lecha Kol Shosecha Labazatein. God says, listen, you can sit on the mountain in the field, Yerushalayim. You're the Harari. You are my mountain. You worshipped idols in the mountains, in the fields. I'll give you your substance. Right, Am Yisrael, when you do Avodah Zarah on the mountain, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to I'll give you all that stuff that's going to be punishable. People are going to turn around and punish you because of what you did. Then he continues with Shamatato b'chomi nachalascha asher nasati lach v'abaditicha soivecha b'eretz asher lo yadat kish kadachtem b'yapi olam tukad. You're also going to release your land for the time that you didn't keep it before. In other words, you didn't keep Shemitah as well as he begins in Pasuk Dalet. Ko amar Hashem aru agever shreif tach ba'adam. So Hashem says, I want you to know, it's terrible that if you put in trust into your own harvest and your own plowing, and that's why you think you're going to have to work during the Shemitah year, and you turn away from Hashem, who said, "V'tivisias birchasi aleichem." So it's going to be a terrible situation. Vayakar arba aravav lo yira ki avo tov v'shachan charirim b'midbar etz malecha v'lo seishev. Right, it's going to be a terrible situation for you when good comes, when these things don't happen, right? And you're going to be in parched land in the desert. It's not a good thing for you to be depending in this situation. Better that you should be Baruch HaGeber Sheivtach BaHashem BaYashem Iftacho. Better that you should be one who trusts in Hashem, because Hashem takes care of you. You'll like it. I eat shasul palgimayim v'ayuval shalach shurashav lo yerki v'chom. You're like a tree planted by water, and you won't see it when the heat comes, because Hashem is taking care of you. The problem is that what happens, and when a person speaks of trust in Hashem and the evil of placing trust in man and putting your dependence upon the intention of the heart, your Mio goes on to say, well, let's talk about that heart. If the heart is more deceitful than anything, you have to understand you can sound good, and in your heart you can be evil. Who can know that except for Hashem? But you should know Hashem does understand that. Ani Hashem choker lei bochein klayos. Hashem does look inside the heart. Hashem says, I look at the heart and I take care of the people. Kori dagar v'lo yalad oseh oseh v'lo b'mishpat v'chatzi amav yazvenu b'achri so yenaval. You have to understand that I check into these things. You have to understand that Hashem looks in this throne from the beginning. That's the Makom HaMikdash. And you have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the eye out in that situation. All those who turn away from Hashem are going to be ashamed. And Hashem says, hey, look, kisei kavod marom merishon, right? You're going to come back. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Yeah, and this is an important principle. And Rabbi Akiva points it out at the end of Masechta Yuma as well. Mikveh Yisrael, the hope of Am Yisrael, is Hashem. And the people who turn away and leave Hashem will be shamed, and they'll be marked on the earth. They will. Marked out in the far out areas of the work, they're not going to be saved. Refaini Hashem in Erafe. So Yirmiyahu turns to Hashem in Pasuk Yedalin and he says, "Save me from my from the curses and humiliation, and I will be saved." Kiti lasiata, because I praise myself and boast in you, saying that you are my savior. Kisi lasi, when people ask me about myself, I just say I work for Hashem, and they say, "Where is the word of Hashem?" You say you're a navi. We don't believe that Hashem said he's going to destroy the city. So I say, look, that's the way it comes. I didn't give in. I kept the rule of my lips was for you. He says, let the people run after me be shamed. In other words, they came chasing after me. The people of Anasos. Bring upon them what they said. They said, "Let it come now," right? And so, even though Yirmiyahu davened for them, maybe davened for the people, but not for the people who are chasing after them. Not everyone in Anasos. Some people stood on the sidelines reading the WhatsApp messages. Some people were being attacked, right? But he davened maybe for that chever, but for the chever that was chasing him, Yirmiyahu davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that it should take care of that group. So, Ko Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem says back to him, right? Halof ve'amadet ha'pishar b'nei am asher yavo bo malachim, malchei Yehuda, v'asher yetze bo, u'b'chol shari Yushalayim. So Hashem says to him, look, I want you to go to the gate that's frequented by a lot of the people, and shikim my musar to all the people who are in the gates, right? It's waiting for the people to hear that. And this is what you should say to them. Shimu devar Hashem, Malchei Yehuda, v'chol Yehuda, v'chol Yoshvei Yerushalayim, haboim b'shar ma'ila. There's a great song to these words. Ko amar Hashem, hishamu v'nasho seichem, v'el tesu masa b'yom ha'shabbos. Yirmiyahu says, listen and guard your souls. Don't carry on Shabbos. V'yivis m'shar Yerushalayim, and you should not bring into things into the house of Yerushalayim. I expect you to keep Shabbos. Now, why is it that he highlights Hotzah? So my friend Rabbi Landy points out, based on the Mefarshim and the Gemara, at the beginning of Shabbos, the understanding that Hotzah was identified as a Malacha Grua. The Malacha of carrying on Shabbos was always seen as a weak Malacha. Why is that? So Tosus explains, it's a Malacha that is hard to understand. And why is that? So the Mefarshim explain that when we think of Shabbos, we think of carrying. And some of the Mefarshim go on and explain, and we think of creating rather, instead of carrying. Carrying is moving something from one place to another. When I make something, when I build something, when I bake a loaf of bread, I'm creating something. That seems to be something that's forbidden on Shabbos. But to move something from one place to another, it was hard to explain to the people. The Malbim explains, that's true, but when you move something from one domain to another, it is as if you are creating it here in this place, and that is a problem. So, you know what the people did over here after this command? So the people didn't listen to this instruction about Shabbos. The people didn't want to listen. So if the people would have listened, if you listen to Hashem, right, the kings will come back, and it will be a glorious time, and they'll come from all around Yerushalayim. And from the Shvela and the Negev, and they'll bring Karbanos, and there'll be all sorts of opportunity. However, says Yirmiyahu at the end of the Perek, Vim lo sishmu elai l'kadosh yom haShabbos, if you don't listen to me to keep Shabbos, and you continue to carry, Bo sharim b'yom haShabbos, v'tzati eish b'sharea, v'achla armanos yushalayim lo sichbe, then it's going to cause the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's important for us to pay attention to see that Shabbos is so important that the Churban HaBayis is going to depend on the keeping of Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos determines on Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Beis that fires are usual only in the house for Shabbos, where there's Chilul Shabbos, and that's where it doesn't come out. Now that doesn't mean every single time that the Shtagadach we hear about a fire on Shabbos does that mean somebody was Mechalel Shabbos. We just need to understand that those situations that happen in communities, and there are reasons and explanations according to the Gemara. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu spare us from these situations, and let us instead appreciate the beauty of Shabbos, keeping it strong and holy for all of us and our children for many years to come. Everyone have a wonderful day.